In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Jesus Christ, whom we worship, is our crucified, risen, and ascended Lord. And we have walked with him through his journey of love. We have faced the agony of his suffering and death on a cross. We have rejoiced at his bursting free from the bonds of death. We have enjoyed his risen presence with us and his revelation of himself through the breaking of bread. We have seen his return to the throne before which every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that this Jesus is Lord. And now, with the followers of his own time, we await the coming of the promised Holy Spirit, his gift to his people, through whom we make Christ known to the world. As we wait in silence, fill us with your Spirit. As we listen to your word, fill us with your Spirit. As we worship you in majesty, fill us with your Spirit. As we long for your refreshing, fill us with your Spirit. As we long for your renewing, fill us with your Spirit. As we long for your equipping, fill us with your Spirit. As we long for your empowering, fill us with your Spirit.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine."
The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ,
Let us pray that the Spirit will work through our lives to bring Christ to the world. Holy Spirit, sent by the Father, ignite in us your holy fire. Strengthen your children with the gift of faith. Revive your church with the breath of love. And renew the face of the earth through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. All who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with all our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If, in fact, we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Philip said to Jesus, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works, because so that the Father may glorify in the Son. If in my name you ask for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you. He will be in you. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you what I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Let us pray that the Spirit will work through our lives to bring Christ to the world. Please sit. I'm often a bit envious of all those people who have lots of garden at home. You're probably not, if you've got to deal with it. Unfortunately, my garden space is all concrete, so I rely on pots to create a bit of colour on the outside of my house. They come from Mum with instructions. One thing I should be grateful for, therefore, is not having to carefully tend many shrubs, manicure a lawn, or pull up weeds. All of you who have gardens, large or small, will have this problem. Weeds.
and what enormous roots they have. I know that the weeds grow the strongest, and if you're not careful, they can choke the delicate plants. Everything we plant, even weeds, needs a root. These are the lifeline of the plant. Nothing without them will grow. The plant will die without being deeply rooted. Being deeply rooted in soil or anything doesn't just apply to plants. It does speak to us as human beings too. What does it mean to be rooted in something or someone? Being rooted begins at birth. We are born, if we are lucky, into a family where our strongest roots are planted. The first foundations of life are made. Manners, education, friendships, faith, all of these root us to our family. They give us an identity and a purpose and a chance to flourish. As life changes and we change, then perhaps maybe we leave home or start a new job, get married and have children. We then have to put down new roots, and it often takes time to become established in a place once again. But often the strongest roots run the deepest, and these can withstand the change. The gospel reading today made me think of the idea of being rooted in familiar things. The disciples were expecting a change to their lives and their relationship with Jesus, but they couldn't grasp what this change might look like. Jesus, in an earlier verse of this chapter, explained that he would be leaving them to go to a prepared place. The disciples had no idea where that place was, and they must have felt uprooted in this fear of change, and clinging to Jesus, ask him to show them the way to where he was going. Jesus doesn't want his departure to uproot the disciples, and what he explains to them in time will make the root stronger. Jesus tells them that he is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the root, and all of their actions beyond this time will be because they are rooted in him and he in them. So what then for us on this day of Pentecost? The promise of the Holy Spirit is a day to celebrate, not the departure of Jesus to the heavens, but God's gift back to us on earth of the Holy Spirit, the root between earth and heaven. Like the tiniest of plants, with the Holy Spirit providing us a root system. As such, we are able to stand the greatest of storms, the hardest of knocks, and the driest of droughts. Returning to my little bit of garden that I have at home, the same instruction applies each year. Keep watering it, Lynn, and if you can, deadhead a bit. And I know that that even small amount of maintenance keeps my blooms in full colour. A life of faith can be like that. We are to be kept nourished by Scripture and by coming together around the table. Here we are fed and watered for our journey, and we come back week on week for more. And this repeat action allows us to bloom. This year, our Pentecost celebration coincides with many other celebrations that are taking place over the weekend to mark the Platinum Jubilee of Her Majesty the Queen. As a child, she might have had an inkling that she might take a different path to some others. Maybe she never imagined the direction of her life might take such a different turn at such a young age. One thing that is evident throughout her life has been her own personal faith. On her coronation day, she publicly asked that she might be prayed for strength to serve God all of her days. Although her sovereignty has taken her on some wonderful and privileged journeys, she has always been open about being rooted in her faith, being sustained and strengthened by God. In 2002, she was quoted saying, "I know how much I rely on my faith to guide me through good times and bad. Each day is a new beginning, and I know that the only way to live my life is to do what is right, to take the long view, and to give my best in all that the day brings, and to put my trust in God." So on this day of celebration for the church, the country and the Commonwealth, let us leave here today remembering that we are rooted in faith by the power of the Holy Spirit, to the same God as the disciples in our Gospel, the disciples of our time, and Her Majesty the Queen. Today marks the change in the liturgical year for the Church. Here ends Easter, as we move into ordinary time. To allow the ordinary to become extraordinary, we have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit to enable and sustain us. As roots of plants need watering and feeding, and maybe deadheading a little, may we also find nourishment in this community as we go from here with our lighted candle in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen. Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God of God, light of light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended
If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. Please sit or kneel to pray. The response to the words, "Lord, come to bless us," is, "and fill us with your Spirit." we pray for God to fill us with his Spirit and recall, as we begin this time of prayer, those times when we have ignored the promptings of that Spirit and followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. Lord, come to bless us and fill us with your Spirit. Generous God, we thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit and the gifts it has brought us, especially the gifts given to your servant, Queen Elizabeth II. We thank you for her faithful service to you as she has led us for the last 70 years. Bless her and keep her close to you, Lord. We ask that we may follow her example and be strengthened to serve you better at home and at work. Lord, come to bless us and fill us with your Spirit. We thank you for the wisdom of your Holy Spirit. We ask you to make us wise to understand your will. We pray that your Spirit may guide us and draw us together in unity. We ask that the Platinum Jubilee Tea Party today be a time of true fellowship for this church community. And we ask for your blessing on the special service of readings, prayers, hymns and choral anthems that follows. Lord, come to bless us and fill us with your Spirit. We thank you for the peace of your Holy Spirit. We ask you to keep us confident of your love wherever you call us. In the worldwide church community, we pray for the Anglican Church of Southern Africa, for Archbishop Tabo, who recently published this prayer in response to further flooding in KwaZulu-Natal. Lord Jesus Christ, our Saviour and Redeemer, may those affected by death and destruction in KwaZulu-Natal feel your presence as you walk alongside them in their grief and suffering. Protect them from the effects of the devastation of the flooding. Minimize the effects of climate change in their communities. And help them as they seek your mercy amidst the shock they have experienced. Lord, come to bless us and fill us with your Spirit. We thank you for the healing of your Holy Spirit. We ask you to bring reconciliation and wholeness where there is division, sickness and sorrow. We ask for your blessing on the work of the Mental Health Foundation. We pray that your Spirit may console and comfort all who are sick in body, mind or spirit, especially remembering Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jeff Blowers, Sharon Clark, Beryl Laverick, Shane Simpson, Marjorie Wilkinson, and Jeff Lidster, together with those in long-term care, Mary Metcalf, Margaret Burton, George Brown, Jennifer Mode, and Lynn Perry. Lord, come to bless us and fill us with your Spirit. We thank you for the gifts of your Holy Spirit. We ask you to equip us for the work which you have given us. We pray that your Spirit may inspire us to take care of our precious environment, both here and across the world. We pray for the Friends of Temple Newsham Park. Lord, come to bless us and fill us with your Spirit. We thank you for the fruit of your Holy Spirit. We ask you to reveal in our lives the love of Jesus. We pray that your Spirit may be present in our dealings with others, that we might understand and cherish more the person before us. We pray for our neighbours and especially those living in Darcy Court. Lord, come to bless us and fill us with your Spirit. We thank you for the breath of your Holy Spirit given us by the risen Lord. We ask you to keep the whole church living and departed in the joy of eternal life. We pray for those who have recently died, among them David Matthews, Margaret Dean, and Pauline Harris, and those whose anniversary of death falls around this time, Ada Sin. Lord, come to bless us and fill us with your Spirit. Generous God, you sent your Holy Spirit upon your Messiah at the River Jordan and upon the disciples in the upper room. Together we say, in your mercy, fill us with your Spirit. Hear our prayer and make us one in heart and mind to serve you with joy forever. Amen.
God has made us one in Christ. He has set his seal upon us and, as a pledge of what is to come, has given the Spirit to dwell in our hearts. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Thank you.
Blessed be God, who feeds the hungry, who raises the poor, who fills our praise. Blessed be God forever. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right. It is our duty and our joy, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, through Jesus Christ, your only Son, our Lord. This day we give you thanks because, in fulfillment of your promise, you pour out your Spirit upon us, filling us with your gifts, leading us into all truth, and uniting peoples of many tongues in the confession of one faith. Your Spirit gives us grace to call you Father, to proclaim your gospel to all nations, and to serve you as a royal priesthood. Therefore, we join our voices with angels and archangels, and with all those in whom the Spirit dwells, to proclaim the glory of your name, forever praising you and singing. Accept our praises, Heavenly Father, through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And as we follow his example and obey his command, grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us his body and his blood. Who, in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Therefore, Heavenly Father, we remember his offering of himself made once for all upon the cross. We proclaim his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension. We look for the coming of your kingdom. And with this bread and this cup, we make the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Lord.
Great is the mystery of faith.
Christ has died, Christ is risen.
Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of thanks and praise. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts in the presence of your divine majesty, renew us by your Spirit, inspire us with your love, and unite us in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise.
Blessing and honor and glory and power.
Being made one by the power of the Spirit, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
We break this bread to share in the body of Christ.
Though we are many, we are one body,
because we all share in one bread.
Jesus, now walk on.
Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Faithful God, who fulfilled the promises of Easter by sending us your Holy Spirit and opening to every race and nation the way of life eternal, open our lips by your Spirit, that every tongue may tell of your glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Candle when you came in, you need that. It's always a bit poignant. We're getting to the end of the Easter season. Oh. But we're sent out with the light of Christ, of course. Blessed are you, sovereign God, overflowing in love. With Pentecost dawns the age of the Spirit. Now the flame of heaven rests on every believer, strong and weak, women and men tell out your word. The young receive visions, the old receive dreams. With the new wine of the Spirit, they proclaim your reign of love. Amid the birth pangs of the new creation, the way of light is made known. Source of freedom, giver of life, blessed are you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. So we're going to, you just need to pass on the light to each other. Once you get it, of course. And then at the end, do keep hold of them. Come out with them rather than blow them out. I know the wind blows them out when you come out the door. But the symbolism works. We're taking the light of Christ out. So, let's pass it around. There we are. There you go. Grand tune. Pass it. Pass them back. Turn around to those lovely people. There we are. That's it. There you are, David. You'll do cats, yeah, great. Rosemary, there we are. She's got it. Nice to see. Going well. Well done. Where we annually try to set the church on fire, but that's another story. Try not to do that. Right, it's probably enough to get you going. Are we all lit up? No, still got some absence at the back. Oh, the choir needs some light. The choir needs some light. Let's have a look at that. Oh, I'll be fine. Are we there? So, friends, for 50 days we have celebrated the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ over the powers of sin and death. We have proclaimed God's mighty acts, and we have prayed that the power that was at work when God raised Jesus from the dead might be at work in us. As part of God's church here in Whitkirk, Colton, and beyond, I call upon you to live out what you proclaim. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, will you dare to walk into God's future, trusting him to be your guide? By the Spirit's power, we will. Will you dare to embrace each other and grow together in love? We will. Will you dare to share your riches in common and minister to each other in need? We will. Will you dare to pray for each other until your hearts beat with the longings of God? We will. Will you dare to carry the light of Christ into the world's dark places? We will. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Today we have remembered the coming of God's power on the disciples, and we invite that same Spirit to drive us out into the wild places of the world. May the Spirit who hovered over the waters when the world was created breathe into you the life he gives. Amen. May the Spirit who overshadowed the Virgin when the eternal Son came among us make you joyful in the service of the Lord. Amen. May the Spirit who set the church on fire upon the day of Pentecost bring the world alive with the love of the risen Christ. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. So we're going to go and party in due course, I think, aren't we? Yay! Thank you very much. And we're looking forward to that. Coffee, first of all, on the right-hand side. So if you can tuck into that side, I'm sure the team will be glad. Rather than sitting on me saying this, I mean, rather than sitting on the tables just yet, that would be ideal. And lastly, I'm going to publish some bands. I have to say, I'd forgotten about them. So I'll just be honest about it. Just be clear disclosure. Kate and Samuel are sat there, so they were a wonderful reminder. Well done. So I published the banns of marriage between, well, I will have done by the time of the end of the service. I published the banns of marriage between Kate Michelle Myers and Samuel James Bellwood. They're both of this parish. This is for the first time of asking if any of you has any reason in law why these persons may not marry each other. You are to declare it now. Phew. Right, Lynn.
Filled with the Spirit's power, go in the light and peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.